Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Family violence trial underway in Odessa. Ector County jurors, who must decide if a West Odessa man choked his wife during an argument in the early days of the pandemic, watched the body cam footage of the responding officers on the first day of the defendant's trial Tuesday. Fabian Quinonez Aguilar, 29th, was indicted on an assault family violence charge after someone called 911 on the evening of Monday, March 16, 2020, asking deputies to check on Alexandra Aguilar's welfare. When deputies arrived, they found Fabian Aguilar at the couple's trailer on West Riggs Drive watching the cartoon Rugrats with his 5-year-old daughter and toddler son. His 4-month-old daughter was also home. Aguilar told the deputies his wife had taken off on foot after a loud, embarrassing verbal argument. He denied ever touching her or having any firearms inside the house. Aguilar told deputies he called 911 to check on her, but jurors were told by deputies Aguilar did not call 911. Either his mother-in-law or his sister-in-law called. Moments after their arrival, the deputies found Alexandra Aguilar standing behind the trailer next door with her mother, who told them Aguilar had been beating her daughter since Saturday and she needed to go to the hospital. Former Ector County Sheriff's deputies Zach Orto and Jose Chu testified Alexandra Aguilar had bruises extending from one temple down her jawline, swelling on the other side of her face, and small purple spots on her neck consistent with choking. Assistant Ector County District Attorney Henry Eccles also showed the jurors pictures of the injuries. As Aguilar was asking Chu why someone would leave a warm, beautiful house or somebody that would provide for them, Orto was questioning Alexandra Aguilar. Alexandra Aguilar told Orto she'd called 911 that morning because her husband had become angry with her, thrown things under the fridge, and struck her in the head. She said no one ever came and her husband went to work. When he got home from work, she said Aguilar became angry with her again because she didn't want to make dinner as it was her 28th birthday and she was tired. She told Orto Aguilar began beating her and banging her head on the floor. At one point, she admitted grabbing a knife in order to get away from him, but he took it away from her and they ended up fighting in the bedroom. He tried to break my neck. He tried to twist my neck. A highly emotional Alexandra Aguilar said. She then described how her husband placed pressure on her inner thigh to make her leg go numb so she couldn't leave. He'd done both things in the past, she said. Alexandra Aguilar told Orto she felt like she had a concussion. She left the house while her husband was in the restroom, telling her daughters she'd be back. Alexandra Aguilar said. She knew she'd never be able to leave with all three of the kids, she said. I think he was trying to kill me, she said. When asked if she wanted to press charges, Alexandra Aguilar told Orto she didn't know before dissolving into tears again and saying she wants a divorce. She wants her kids and she wants her husband to leave. Orto testified following Fabian Aguilar's arrest. Alexandra Aguilar asked for deputies to come pick up Fabian's gun for safekeeping. Under cross-examination from defense attorney Joanna Curry, Orto testified Alexandra Aguilar changed her story 3 times when speaking with him. At first she said she was choked, then she said not this time, and then she again said she was choked. Eccles told jurors during opening statements Alexandra Aguilar will testify she has gaps in her memory, but knows she came to on the bedroom floor. He also said they will hear from Medical Center Hospital personnel that her neck injuries are consistent with being choked. Chews told Eccles that despite insisting he'd never laid a hand on his wife, Fabian Aguilar did not seem at all surprised when he was handcuffed. "Would you be surprised if you'd been arrested several times before for the same thing?" Curry asked. Chu said he'd never been arrested, so he didn't know. Aguilar is charged with assault, family violence, impeding breath or circulation, a third-degree felony punishable by 2 to 10 years in prison. This is the first trial for newly elected Ector County District Court Judge Lori Ruiz Crutcher to preside over. When to stop taking biotin before blood work? Dear Dr. Roach, I'm writing regarding your recent column on biotin affecting blood tests. I have yearly blood tests due to a thyroid condition. I take Synthroid daily. I also take 2,000 micrograms of biotin twice a day because my nails are peeling and splitting. I seem to have had some improvement in my nails, so I would like to continue with the biotin. My question is this: how long before my blood test should I stop taking biotin to minimize the effects on the blood work and avoid any adverse blood test effects, LS? Answer: biotin doesn't cause problems with a thyroid and doesn't affect the medication, but it can confuse the laboratory assay. You can avoid this by halting the biotin for 2 days prior to taking the thyroid test. Other hormonal tests like progesterone and testosterone can also be affected by biotin, but none of them are as prevalent as in thyroid testing. Dr. Roach writes, a recent column of Cystitis glandularis discussed the possibility of this condition progressing to bladder cancer. An alert nurse noted that the person with this condition was a smoker. I should have emphasized the importance of quitting smoking. Nothing reduces risk of cancer as much as quitting smoking. I've been in the elevator in the hospital and heard a patient I didn't know say, "The doctor didn't ask about smoking, so it must be okay." Every patient during every visit needs to know how important smoking cessation is in making them feel better and live longer. I thank JSRN for this reminder. Legacy Choir Spring Show coming up. Odessa High School's Legacy Choir will end the year with its spring show at 7:30 p.m. May 5th and 6th at the Performing Arts Center on campus. Tickets are available at ohschoir.luds.com. There are two ticket prices. The center section is $15 and each side and back are $10 for adults, $5 for students and children. Head choir director Ginger Story said, there are 17 vocalists in the show and 3 student managers and 1 sound technician. The drummer is a senior band student, Isaiah Cisneros. Playing off the Sing movies, the theme is Sing 2023, but we're not sticking to it strictly. To all the music from that movie, our theater is involved in it as well. They're doing a lot of the backstage action, and we've got them doing a few skits throughout the show, Story said. There will be a variety of tunes from the 80s, country, U2, and other more modern songs. They also will feature some mariachi music. This is the first time that I can think of that we've had somebody do a mariachi-type song, Story said. They started organizing the show in January. Associate Director Rob Rogers does most of the music selections, if not all of it. He starts thinking about it as early as a year in advance, but starts putting it together in January and helps the students select solos. Story said she and Rogers work on the theme together. I am the one that does all of the set design. I get the band together. I get the ad book that we're putting together. I'm kind of the producer, if you will. We ordered our backdrop in the fall because you always want to make sure you get on schedule early. She added that this group of students is great and they are really enjoying themselves. We're going to be losing a lot of seniors this year. I think in this group alone, over half are seniors. We're going to have a lot of spots to fill up next year. Hopefully, our newest students will be up to the challenge, Story said. Victoria Carrillo and Matthew Rojo are both 18-year-old seniors. Carrillo is in her second year in Legacy, and Rojo is in his first. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a show that represents a lot of personal stories with it, and our choreography is awesome. I think it's going to be a show that a lot of family and friends can come out to enjoy and have fun, Carrillo said. Rojo said they put a lot of teamwork into it. We definitely take a lot of time out of our daily lives and out of our work in our schedules to really put it together for people to love, he added. This is Rojo's first and last year in Legacy. I think it's been so amazing. I have had nothing but amazing memories here with the people and with some of the people I grew up with as well. It's definitely challenging as well, especially with the schedules and all of that. But the fun part is getting every rehearsal, getting to see it pay off at the end of the year, seeing all of your accomplishments and seeing all of the work y'all put the time and effort into, Rojo said. Carrillo said she was really sad about this being her last show. It's been an amazing ride the last 2 years, and like Matthew said, we've made a lot of amazing memories together as a group. It's been a lot of work being in this group. We have to dedicate so much time and even time at home memorizing music, working on choreography, things like that. But it's just been amazing to get to see this group come together and put on these shows and to be able to express ourselves through our music. It's been really awesome, Carrillo said. The students have created a family atmosphere being part of the group. Carrillo said she's planning to enroll at Odessa College and is thinking about going into cosmetology or majoring in music. Rojo said he plans to attend the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. He's always wanted to join the military as it runs in his family. Carrillo said, the show is going to be really fun overall. We have some amazing songs this year. The group is really cool. We come together and just our voices combined. It's a really powerful group this year. So I think it would be a lot of fun in general, Carrillo said. Rojo said it is an event that is worth the time, money, and memories to attend. I just think everybody needs to take some time and come out and see it. It's going to be a good show, Story said.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, May 4th, 2023. Happenings. Three things to do in Midland this weekend, May 5th through 7th, by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Throughout the tall city, bars, restaurants, businesses, and lounges will host Cinco de Mayo parties, specials, events, and more. Head to the Blue Door for $7 margs caliente, $7 prickly pear margs, and $5 paloma bombs. Tall City Brewing Company will host local taco food trucks, have live music from 432 musician Ree Wolf, $5 West Texicans, Mexican lager, and $7 Santa Rita's. It will also host a $25 ticketed sip and create eccentric planter class with H&H Designs. Little Woodrow's annual drink specials will be in play along with Hermit Crab Racing. Hoop and Barrel will feature $7 class margs, $6 Chile Mango Mexican candy shots, $2 off Mexican cervezas, and its signature spicy watermelon margarita poptails and their Cinco de Drinko event. Over at The Rose, expect $1 tacos, $2 tequila, $2 beer, door prizes, free entry, and free shots for the first 10 customers through the door. Other local businesses will be announcing their fiesta themes throughout the week, so make sure to check in with your favorite watering holes for the latest updates. Friday, varying locations and times. Note, the Midland Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is holding a Cinco de Mayo mixer at the tailgate at 5:30 p.m. Thursday. The annual Cinco de Mayo cultural celebration held by the Hispanic Culture Center will take place from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday at 1311 East Wadley. Sing Along with Cody Jinks. Fort Worth native and outlaw music man Cody Jinks takes over the Horseshoe Amphitheater for two nights, bringing his class American country twang to the West and performing some of Billboard's biggest hits. Known as the biggest independent country star, Jinks' dedicated fans follow him throughout the nation, singing every word with him. Refreshingly open and honest in his works, the singer-songwriter ranks number one on the list of must-see acts in Midland's 2023 concert lineup. Tickets can be bought at midlandhorseshoe.com. Saturday and Sunday, doors open at 6 p.m., show at 7 p.m., 2514 Arena Trail. Admire equestrian skills. Highlighting the speed and technique found within the American Quarter Horse breed, the Sandhills Quarter Horse Show holds its first event of the year this weekend at the Horseshoe Arena. Being some of the only quarter horse shows left in the Permian Basin, the biannual showcase features a family-friendly show-off filled with both Western and English-style riding, as well as sprints, tricks, and more. For more information, visit midlandhorseshoe.com. Saturday and Sunday starts at 8 a.m., 2514 Arena Trail. What's Up with Midland by Morgan Taylor Thomas. At the Blue Door, Cinco de Mayo, Friday. Live music with Ree Wolf, May 10th. Sip and Create, May 11th. Live music with Jojo DeSalvo, May 12th. Casey Greathouse and Dessert Board Class, May 13th. Live music with Dave Martinez, May 27th. At the Destination, Tejano Thirsty Thursday. Friday Night Live, Youth and Wisdom, Friday. Friday Night Live, Johnny Blaine and the Spur Band, May 12th. Clay Hollis, May 13th. Open Mic Night, May 18th. At Eccentric Brewing Company, Telltale Sundressed, May 13th. At the Horseshoe, Aphasia Center of West Texas, Friday. Cody Jinks, Saturday through Sunday. Sandhills Quarter Horse Show, Saturday through Sunday. UTPB Spring Commencement, May 13th. Spring into Summer Show, May 19th and 20th. Project Graduation, May 27th. At the Maverick Players, Gargoyles and Scarecrow Sins, Friday through Monday, May 11th through 13th. At Midland Community Theater, Rock of Ages, Friday through Sunday, May 12th and 13th. Museum of the Southwest, A Day at the Races, Saturday. Downtown Midland Farmers Market every Saturday. at the tailgate. Basin brunch, Saturday. Stony LaRue, May 12th. Modern pop-up vendor market, May 13th. Easton Corbin, May 19th. Crawfish cook-off, May 20th. At Tall City Brewing Company, Star Wars Trivia, Thursday. Midland Run Crew, every Thursday. Cinco de Mayo, Friday. At Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center, Cats, Thursday. John Conley, Friday. West Texas Symphony Chorale, Saturday. Midland Festival Ballet, May 8th. West Texas Winds, May 13th. Back to the Future in Concert, West Texas Symphony, May 20th. Maverick players know classic West Texas style raunchy humor by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Entwined deep within the history of Midland sits a ragtag group of comedians, drama enthusiasts, actors and actresses, directors and groupies who put on a variety of productions throughout the year. Known as the Maverick Players, the crew formed in 1999 and perform all over the Permian Basin, providing good, lighthearted laughs packed with raunchy humor and perfect delivery. Their latest story, a local favorite, takes place in the only Big Spring Funeral Home's viewing room, where the casket of Miss Opal, the town prostitute, lays open. Some community members don't want her buried in the local cemetery, and the group of characters visiting Miss Opal battle it out, but not before taking a trip down memory lane. First produced by Midland Community Theater in 1993 as a winner of the McLaren Comedy Competition, Gargoyles and Scarecrow Sins is inspired by Rick Hamby's, playwright and former district attorney of Howard County, in his life in the small West Texas town. Showtimes include all at VFH Hall, 409 Veterans Airpark Lane, 6:45 p.m. Friday, opening night, plus cheese and wine reception beforehand, $20 inflation ticket. 7:30 p.m. Saturday, Monday, and May 11th through 13th, $15 ticket. 2:30 p.m. Sunday, $10 ticket. Call 432-260-0044 for reservations, or just show up. Cast: Liz Kenninger, Sarah Anderson, Christy Phillips, Erica Reagan, Joe Thomason, Buddy Fazio, Josh Simpson, David Willis, Cindy Oglesby, Dada Pressey, directors Christy Culbert and Misty Thomason.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram, Health and Wellness for Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023. Nurses Week 2023. Nurses make a difference. Nurses Week 2023 is just around the corner, and it's time to celebrate the backbone of healthcare, nurses. The American Nurses Association, ANA, also recognizes the entire month of May as Nurses Month with the theme, quote, "You make a difference," end quote. Nurses truly make a difference by influencing healthcare and making a positive impact in the lives of their patients, families, and communities. Midland Health will celebrate Nurses Week on May 6th through 12th, along with other healthcare facilities, organizations, and communities across the country to recognize our amazing healthcare professionals. Nurses are an integral part of the healthcare system and play a vital role in patient care. They are the frontline healthcare providers who are often the first point of contact for patients. Nurses work tirelessly to ensure that patients receive the best care possible. Nurses do much more than taking vital signs and administering medications. They are professionals who use their clinical judgment to understand the patient condition and anticipate needs along with providing emotional support to patients and their families. Nursing is both an art and a science. At Midland Health, we recognize our more than 600 nurses for all they do each day to provide an exceptional experience for our patients and community. Join us in thanking the many individuals who give their all to their neighbors. From providing medical care in our facilities to running vital programs in our community, we are committed to supporting the health and well-being in and around the greater Midland area to become the healthiest community in Texas. Throughout the month, we will celebrate with such activities as recognizing employees who have graduated this past year with lobby displays, recognizing employees who have presented our successes with others in the region, state, nation, and internationally, celebrating our people as they are recognized for their professional excellence at an award ceremony on May 11th, celebrating those entering the nursing profession at nurse pinning ceremonies and graduation events, a proclamation by the Governor Greg Abbott and Representative Tom Craddock recognizing Nurses Week, blessing of the hand ceremony for all staff, art wall display for staff to decorate and celebrate their creativity, fun events like Wellness Walk 5K to promote physical activity, Goody Rounding, Pancake Jamboree, and Nerf battles between hospital departments, and many more throughout the month. Take this year's Nurses Week as an opportunity to thank all nurses for their contributions to healthcare. I also hope you will join us in helping to recognizing our fantastic MMH nurses on our social media channels with the hashtag Nurses Week and hashtag Thank a Nurse. Events calendar. Midland Health Community Events. Midland Health Community Events. On-site basic childbirth class, part 2. 4 to 6 p.m. May 8th. Second floor childbirth education room. Midland Memorial Hospital West Campus, $10 per couple per class. Community Outreach and Cardiovascular Health, COACH, and Community Outreach for Diabetes Education, CODE, Midland Health is offering a free support group for anyone interested in learning about diabetic and cardiovascular health. It will be held May 8th, every second Monday of the month, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at First Baptist Church, 2104 West Louisiana Avenue, room D100-102. Call 432-221-2285 or email morgan.tennis@midland-health.org for more information. Baby care class with infant CPR demo. 4 to 6 p.m. May 9th, second floor childbirth education room, Midland Memorial Hospital West Campus. Healthy Cities cooking demo for plant-based breakfast. Attendees will learn how to cook delicious plant-based breakfast dishes. 6 to 7:30 p.m. May 11th, West Texas Food Bank in Midland. Tickets, https://www.ourhealthycity.com/events/cooking-demo-may. On-site labor and delivery tour, 5 to 6 p.m. May 18th, Midland Memorial Hospital, front lobby. The process for pre-registration takes about 45 minutes. On-site basic childbirth class, part 3, 4 to 6 p.m., May 22nd, second floor childbirth education room, Midland Memorial Hospital West Campus, $10 per couple per class. Infant/child safety, 4 to 6 p.m., May 23rd, second floor childbirth education room, Midland Memorial Hospital West Campus. On-site basic childbirth class, part 1, 4 to 6 p.m., June 5th, second floor childbirth education room.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.